I have quite a few scripture to read tonight. If you want to open the scripture, the Bible with me, it will be the first scripture that I want to read. It is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That's on the page 1478. On the page 1478, Epistle of John, 1st Epistle of John, chapter 1, and verse 9, it says like this: If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The second scripture, it is not very far away, just flip one page. It is on 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. On the Bible, on the page 1483, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And Bible reads, And this is the witness that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has no life. Let's go to another scripture. And that will be in John. Now it is the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24. In my Bible, it is on the page 1293. Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24. Ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall be given, that your joy might be fulfilled. And now let's open to 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that's on the page 1379, chapter 10, verse 13. So Bible reads 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has taken you by such as is according to man's nature. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able to bear, but will, with the temptation, make the issue also so that ye should be able to bear it. And the last scripture will be in the Old Testament, that will be Proverbs chapter 3. I'll tell you the page in a second. Proverbs chapter 3 on the page 790. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Bible reads, Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own intelligence. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will make plain thy path. This is the last scripture. I hope I will have enough time to go through all these scriptures, because, you know, it's quite a lot. But why I read all these scriptures, these are the five big assurance in the scripture. Five big assurance in the scripture. If you want to take a note, you can write down as we are going through. The first assurance, it is the assurance of forgiveness. Assurance of forgiveness. It's very, very important. Bible, it is so wonderful and so easy to be understood when we are looking in. So the first scripture which I read, and I put my sign here to don't lose, it is in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And that's the assurance of forgiveness. And here it says, as I read before, it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we forgive our sins. You might say, yeah, Brother Daniel, I want to confess my sins, but I am not, you know, I'm not that sinful person. I haven't done that much wrong in my life. Mainly the children. What they have done? Because Lord Jesus Christ, one time in his life, he said, If you are not becoming like a child, you won't receive the kingdom of God. So we shall become like a child.
Yes. And we know why. We don't go too much in this because then we lose our time.
Children, when they fight together, they fight now and then they play next. So be like a children. Forgive each other.
But I was going to think about the beginning of this earth. God created man. How he created?
In his image.
God created Adam and Eve in his image. And how God it was. He was perfect. He was sinless, flawless, and holy. That was the man that God created. God doesn't create things that are wrong. God created man in his image. And he haven't had any sin. One day, as we know, one day, man disobeyed God. And because man disobeyed God, it says later on, Paul comes and says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So man, when he sinned against God, because when you disobey God, that's a sin. That's a sin. And we fall short of the glory of God. Well, I said glory of God, yes. I didn't mention that God created us in his image and he has glory also. God created man with the glory. But because he listened to the devil, he falls short of glory of God. And I was wondering, because we inherit this nature from Adam and Eve, even though you haven't say any lie, even though you didn't steal anything, which I might doubt, you know, because everyone was tempted to steal something. Well, when I was a child, I saw the razor from my neighbor, from my colleague, and I thought it's much nicer than mine, and I was tempted to take. And many times, you know, when you copy, when you have a test, we have a teacher here among us. When you have a test and you copy from something else, that's a stealing. That's a stealing. So we stole, yes, many, many times. That's a sin. Stealing is a sin. Lying is a sin. And we can see this in the children, very, very young children nature. When they take something that the parents, they tell them, don't touch, don't take. When they get that thing that the parents said not, what do you have there? They hide on their back. Nothing. Nothing. That's a lie. Maybe later on you realize that's a lie and you didn't want to lie anymore. If you grew in a family that taught you like this. But the nature we inherit, it is a sinful nature. And that will bring us in hell. Hell, it is a real thing, my friend. Hell, it is a place that God already prepared. It is somewhere else God prepared. Just for the devil and his angels. Hell, it wasn't prepared for mankind. For the mankind, it was paradise. It was Garden of Eden. But the devil was so much against God. And because he couldn't destroy God, he came against his creation. And he tried to trick us, Adam and Eve. And man went down the road. Well, because man fall short of the glory of God, God was prepared with this. And he prepared something special for you and for us to get out from that stage. We were enemy with God. We were against God. We were away, astray from God because of our life, the way we were living. We were against God. And you can see people around us. I don't need to bring too much of this. People are swearing and are. Why do they don't swear about something else? They swear about Lord Jesus Christ. Why? And so many others. I don't want to go too much in these details because you know by yourself. But God prepared his son, his beloved son. And we know the golden verse in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten son, that whosoever will believe on him shall not perish but have eternal life. Hell is real, but eternal life with God, it is also real, my friend. You can choose. God created us with a free will. God doesn't want to force people, because many people are saying, why is the evil on earth? Because God doesn't force anyone. If you will force someone else to do good, then he might become like a robot. And God doesn't want robots. Love. Robots doesn't have love. They don't have love. Sorry, love. But human being has love. And God wants to have a relation, and he wants to have a fellowship with you based on love. For so much God loved the world that he gave his own begotten son. And what Lord Jesus done? He came that way. We even touched this morning. He went on the cross, even though he suffered so much. He suffered so much from the mankind, from his creation. He created us, and the creation went against him. But he allowed us to put him on the cross. And he was hung on the cross. And while he was on the cross, he cried out to God, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. We didn't know that we were against God. We didn't know that we were enemy of Lord Jesus Christ, crucifying him. But he shed his blood. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. You see? Now, the only thing it is so easy. God simplified salvation in such a way that you just need to say, God, please forgive me. God, please forgive me. And he give us the assurance here. If, you see how he started this verse, this scripture? If, because if you don't do this, you don't get the salvation. You don't get the forgiveness. And I can tell you, well, I don't want to go too much in this, but I can, because I have another four assurances to speak about. But when I was a child, well, a little bit grown up, I say teenager, and I did something wrong against my mother and my father. It was so hard to go. They knew what I've done. They knew, because they you know, as a parent, you know your child the best. And it was so hard to go in the evening to say, my mom and my dad, you know, I've done something wrong. They didn't say anything. They let me speak out. And when I told them, it was so hard. It was like pouring out my soul, my heart, my all being outside through my mouth. It was so hard to say, please forgive me. It is, maybe it is the most hard. Maybe it's for some people it's easy. I want to congratulate those who are quickly asking to be forgiven. I want to congratulate. Come to Lord Jesus Christ. It's not so hard to recognize your position, to say, yes, I might not kill someone, maybe I didn't fornicate, maybe I haven't done this and that, so big sins as people announce them. But I'm a liar. I'm maybe a thief. Because I stole something. Maybe I'm a blasphemer because I swear on God sometimes. And that's blasphemy. Mm-hmm. And God says to don't blaspheme God. So that's a sin. Your nature, my nature, I'm not different than you. We are all in this, yes? We are sinful nature. But God wants to promise us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is ready. He is waiting for you. To just to go to him and say, Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me. Yes, I am sinful. The way I am, I might end in hell. And I can tell you, that's a long life, eternal life in hell. You don't want to have that. You don't want to have that. Mm-hmm. And you know, many people might say, well, is that real? We have so many things in our life. I just read the other day a scripture. I might find quickly. It is in Ecclesiastes. It is in Ecclesiastes. Yes, on the page. If you want to look, you don't need to open, but it's good if you want to open. 823, on the page 823. And it is a scripture that is very, very loaded, very important for you and for me. And chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, on the page 823. The scripture reads, it says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he had set the world in their hearts, so the man findeth out, not out from the beginning to the end, the work that God done. And in another translation, he says that God has put in the man's heart the eternity. He also set eternity in the heart, in your heart and in my heart. And I can tell you how you can test that. In your quiet, the most wonderful quiet time, when you are not busy. It might be in the evening, it might be early in the morning. When you lay down in the bed, or maybe stay in your chair, drinking, enjoying your coffee, you will hear a nice, tender voice telling you, "Oh, I don't want to go in another story." Elijah, when he ran away and God told him, "Look, I have a place for you in the mountain." You know, a strong wind came. God wasn't in that wind. An earthquake came. God wasn't in that earthquake. And then a fire came. You might have some winds in your life. You know, life, it is not so easy. And we can say that. We experience so far how hard it is. We have COVID. We had COVID. Yes, praise the Lord. We had COVID. We have no more COVID. I hope so. Now the war is coming. And they thought it would be finished in 1-2 months. But now they reckon it will be quite a few years. And they expect to extend that. How are you prepared with this? Is this telling you that the scripture is fulfilling? Well, God wasn't in that earthquake. I don't know how many times you've been shaking in your life. I don't know how many things, maybe your boss, maybe your colleagues, they mock you, they maltreated you, I don't know, you might be in an earthquake sometimes. How many times you went home very, very tired and very, very sad. And you was wondering if you would go again over there or you need to change your job or statute. How many times your colleagues said, if you are not doing this and this, you are not part of us. And you've been shaking. Shall I or shall I not? I don't know. Many earthquakes we have in our life. God is not in that earthquake. Fire. The fire came. Elijah stood still in that cave. He knew that God is not in that fire. But then a nice gentle voice. Just listen to that nice gentle voice. That's the Holy Spirit of God coming in your ear, coming in your mind, coming in your heart, telling you, yes, you need a Savior. Yes, the hell is real. But the same way, God's love is real, and you can benefit or profit of this. You can benefit of this. It is free now. You don't need to pay. It is free to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. It is free to come to Him and say, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me." Is that hard? In Isaiah, you remember, I said many times, in Isaiah, he says, "Look at me and be ye saved." He's just taking a look. Just look at him. And be ye saved. Don't miss this. You all pray for my brother, John. He was nearly to die. 10% chance to live back in Romania just a few weeks ago. And thank you so much for your prayers. He was in coma for 4 days. And he told me, "Daniel, I'm going to tell you many other things what happened to me while I was in coma. But just give me a little time to fully recover And that will take maybe 1 hour to explain to you more. One thing he said, we are doing Bible study online, and he joined that Bible study every single time when we are doing Bible study. And one thing we said in the Bible study, it doesn't work like this. It was an expression that we cannot go in heaven like, just like this. We need to do something. We need to repent. You know repentance, what means repenting? It is changing your mind. In Greek it means metanoia, change your mind, change your thought regarding this life and regarding eternal life. Metanoia, change your life. Change your thought, change your mind. And try to see through God's glasses, if I can say like that. Try to see the way God is showing you. And my brother said, while I was in that, because he came back one time and then he went again in coma, he said, while I was waking up, it came in my brain, in my mind, the words that we had in our Bible study. It doesn't work like this. And he said, you know what? I was a Christian before that, but now I want to be a real, real Christian. I don't know what means that. I was a Christian, but now I want to be a real, real Christian. Only people who had a touch of the eternity, they take a little bit more serious. Don't wait to get in coma. And to wait for some brethren to pray for you and to beg God to give you more than 10% chance to live. Make the decision now. My dear friend, it is so much. That gentle voice when you hear, yes, you need a savior. If I'm going to die, I don't want to scare anyone. I don't want to be a scary preacher. I want to make you happy. I want to make you to be a joyful person. But if you go tonight or tomorrow and die, where are you going to spend your eternity? There is no way to come back, my friend. That's why sometimes I'm passionate and I try to shout. Maybe you'll hear two times in your mind. There is no way to come back to repent. I love you too much. And I want to spend the whole eternity with all of you. I want to spend eternity with you. And God wants much more than me. Believe me. Second, well, we just got to second. Maybe I need to come another time to finish our five assurance. That's me, you know. Sorry about that. We might go just to another one. And this is in John, First John chapter 5. Just flip. I think it is. No, there are two pages. I said the first time one page. Sorry, my mistake. It was two pages. There were two pages. On the page 1483. And it says here, and this is the witness that God has given to us, eternal life. And this is the witness that God has gave us eternal life. That's the witness that God has given to us eternal life. He gave you. He gave me eternal life. He didn't say, oh, no, shall I give him? Shall I not? No. He didn't look the way that we look, the way we've been, so sinful, so down, so far away from God. He is giving freely to everyone. He loves you that much. And this is the witness that God has given to us. And put yourself, that given to me, eternal life. And this life, it is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. How do you look in this scripture? What this scripture revealed to me and to you? Well, the first of all, I see a giver. And I see a potential receiver. That might be you and me. Potential. Why I said potential? Because you might reject it. You might refuse. But you'll regret it for eternity. And this preaching will come on and on in hell. Which I don't wish. I want to believe that everyone is saved. I want to believe that everyone is saved. And I like to see, as I said, all of you to be with you in heaven. To sing glory to God. To sing praises to Lord Jesus Christ, to bow before Him and to give Him homage because He is worthy for this. It's much better than in hell. It's much better than hell. God, it is a giver. You and I, we are receiver. And this life has a place. This life, it is in His Son. Mm-hmm. Out of Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have eternal life. Mm-hmm. You don't have joy. You are not fulfilled in your soul, in your spirit, because that life, it is only in Lord Jesus Christ. You don't find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus Christ said once, I am the life. I am the life. Where do you find your power, strength, and life? How do you think you are going to make it? Lord Jesus Christ, in His Son. He that has the Son, this is assurance of salvation. Assurance of salvation. He that has the Son has eternal life. I'm asking you a personal question. You don't need to answer me. Answer to yourself, between you and God. Do you have Lord Jesus Christ in your life? Did you receive Him? You know, my dear friend, on that cross, when He said, God forgive them because they don't know what they are doing, He was praying for you. He was praying for me. We didn't know that we went astray so long time, so many years. He died for you. He died for me. He shed His own holy blood just for the remission of sin. And I tend to pray, and I like to pray that God shut the door of the hell and open the door of heaven for us. Don't look back. Don't look back. The wife of Lot doesn't give the name. Don't need the bad names in the Bible. She just looked back to the Sodom and Gomorrah where she left over there. And you know how she turned in, yeah? In a pillar of salt. You don't want that life to end like this. You want the Lord Jesus Christ to come to your bed and take your soul to be with Him in heaven. That's the assurance of salvation. And this is the witness that God has given to us eternal life. And this life, it is in His Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has no life. It is the third time, or fourth time when I'm reading this. And it is very, very, very important. Mm. That's why I'm emphasizing. That's why I'm reading on and on and on. Because if you have life, eternal, you don't mind what's happened tomorrow. You don't worry about the day of tomorrow. And this eternal life, as I read in Ecclesiastes, He put the eternity in your life, in your heart, eternity thought in your heart. Every single time, maybe you was in such sort of situation. I've been maybe two or three times. One time I was in Bucharest and I just wanted to step on and cross the street. But I was so distraught. It wasn't the phones those time. We haven't. I didn't. I don't think that someone had, because it was in a communist time and back in the old days, as we call. And I just tried to step to cross the street. And it was a very, very speedy car. Boom, just, I felt the wind blowing my trousers and my clothes. It was so near, I felt that I'm going to die. You know, I stepped back, and for a fraction of a second, all my life went through my brain. And I was asking myself, if I would die now, where I would go? And the beautiful thing, it was, the Holy Spirit said, I have you in my hand. And I felt comfortable. I felt joyful. I said, God, it doesn't matter if that car would go kill me. I would go in heaven. Maybe you was in such a situation. Maybe you've been scared once, you know, in your life of dying. And the question rose in your mind, in your brain, where I would go if I would die now? Where I wouldn't go if I would die? Just, you know, I want you to have the eternal life, not because of me and because I'm telling you, but because Lord Jesus Christ died for you mm-hmm. on that cross. Mm-hmm. And He loved you so much that He gave His only, not only life, but His blood. And not that, He rose again the third day. You know, it's no long that since the world just celebrated that. He rose again. He conquered the grave. The death has no more power. You want to go in heaven. May God help us. Let's go to the third one. Maybe I'll go just quickly to mention them. And it is in John chapter... Yes, I was going in the Old Testament, just thinking and putting in order my thoughts. In John chapter 16, this is Lord Jesus Christ, while he was on this earth. Verse 24. Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall be received, that your joy might be full. Hitherto, I think it is a hard word for me in English, but I think it is so far, till now, you didn't ask anything in my name. Well, Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples, and they didn't need to ask because they were with Lord Jesus Christ. But this is the way that the time that Lord Jesus Christ, he was heading towards the Jerusalem, and he would be crucified. And he just tell them to ensure them that this is the assurance of prayer, that God is listening to your prayer. Hitherto, yeah, ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. Are you filled with joy? Are you still struggling, trying to find joy? You know, many people, they try to find joy in many ways. In many things, until they start to take drugs and they take a little, then if they are not satisfied, they go in higher dose, and then they die. I saw many, many like this. I spoke with many like this. Daniel, I wish I wouldn't try. I wish I wouldn't test. Or taste, even. They thought the joy it is in buying a BMW. They thought the joy it is buying a big, I don't know, what, house or whatever. After a while, they don't have joy. They are empty again. The only thing that can fulfill your heart, your mind, your soul, and your life, it is Lord Jesus Christ. Just ask on Him. Try Him. Try Lord Jesus Christ. Go this evening home. And bow down on your knees. Shut the door after you. So don't disturb anyone. Switch off the phone. Or put on silent and put it in the other room. I'm doing this many times. Because I know these phones can disturb us. If you think that your family will disturb you, put earplugs. And bow down and pray to Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I heard this evening from that preacher. Such or such. I want to see if you are real, if you are alive. Just help me in this. And ask something according to His will. Ask something according to His will. I've done that by myself. And I told to many other people, walking on the street, speaking with them. I said, would you do something for me tonight? For your own sake. And they said, what? What shall I do? Just do this and this and this. Go back in your home. Shut the door after you. Pray to God. Ask Him to show and reveal Himself to you. Because He's not going to reveal the way He revealed to me. He revealed Himself in the way that you will understand. And you know what? I'm not surprised. I wasn't surprised because He answered to me. Many people, they told me, Daniel, you know, I bow down on my knees and I ask Him, as you said, and you know, this and this happened. Now I'm free. Now I don't need to take that. I don't need to do this. I have joy in my life. I am saved. Not only one. Many, many of them. Why don't you try by yourself? Go and bow before Him and ask Him. That's the assurance of prayer. Listen. And now let's go to... Well, I'm just reading them. You might want to have my notes. I can give you... I have somewhere... my note. It is on 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry it takes so long for me to finish a subject. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. It says, no, it is on the page 1379. No temptation has taken you. No temptation. And this is the Bible speaking to you and to me. No temptation has taken you by such as is according to man's nature. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able to bear. But on top of that, will with the temptation make the issue also that ye should be able to bear it. My dear friend, this is so wonderful. You are not alone on this life. If you give your life, then I wish, but you know, I have this temptation, I'm doing that, I can't give up to this. No problem. Ask Him to forgive you. Receive Him to have eternal life, assurance of eternal life, and then pray to Him, that assurance of prayer that God is listening to you. And now, it is practical thing. You are going to live a victorious life. That's just because you have Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And you are with God. No temptation has taken you by such as is according to man's nature. This means no temptation is bigger than your power, your strength that God is going to give it to you. You need to just be connected with Him. You see, if you don't connect the phone with on the wall plug, it doesn't charge. You need to be connected. How many times do you charge? By the way, how many times do you charge your phone in one day? How many times do you charge your phone in 1 week? 5, 10 days, yeah? Ten times. How many times do you connect with God in one day? How many times? You know, Daniel, in the Old Testament, he was connected at least 3 times. He was praying 3 times. Towards with the face towards Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. How many times do you connect with God? Anyway, this is another preaching. and God is faithful, my dear friend. God is faithful, who will not suffer. He doesn't want you to suffer more. He's not going to suffer, as He says here, you to be tempted above. God will stop the temptation. God will stop the devil. God will stop everything. Remember about Job. Till here, go and take everything. I know Job is faithful. Well, if you touch him, spare his life. God will put the boundaries for the temptation, for the devil. You are not alone. You are with your brethren. Just pray with them. Tell them your temptation. Come to Adrian. Come to everyone here who is willing to help you. And with a prayer to God and through the Holy Spirit, you will overcome. You will be overcomer. You won't be a victim. You will be a victorious. May God bless you. May God help us. Yes, we won't suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able to bear. But, look, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide, you see, but will with the temptation make the issue also so that he should be able to bear it. He will give you the power, but also he will arrange the way that you will be able to bear it. Yeah, but Mama, I might have an illness. No problem. God will give you power, strength in that illness. I might lose my, I don't know. People lost their house. People lost their inheritance. No problem. God will give you strength and power to overcome that. He will be with you. You are not alone, my dear friend. He is with you in all this. Just ask Him. And the last one, let Him to guide you. That's in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, and this is the last one. Verse 5 and 6 on the page 790. You can find quickly because there are less numbers on the top. 790. Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own intelligence. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He will make plain thy path. I think you understand this scripture. Just rely on Lord Jesus Christ. Rely on God. Confide on Jehovah. Jehovah means God in the Old Testament. confide in Jehovah with all thy heart. Not just half, not 90%. Brother Bernard said one time, God doesn't want 99% of your heart. He wants 100% of your heart. Give all your life. 100%. But what shall I? No, nothing. Don't hold anything. Give everything to him. He is the one that he can lead you. He can help you to bear everything. Yes? Give him everything. Give him your heart. In all thy ways. You know, it is another preaching. We need to go from here. How many ways you've been away from God? How many ways God wasn't with you in that ways? How many times you went in the places that God wasn't pleased with that places? I don't want to judge you. Believe me and understand me. I love you. I want you to have a fulfilling life, a joyful life, a victorious life. Come to Lord Jesus Christ as you are. Don't try to make yourself better. You can't. You will fail in the next days or weeks, even though you will try to give up to something, some habits or some sins. Come as you are. And Lord Jesus Christ will give you the strength, will give you the Holy Spirit that will help you to go through. May God help us. I think I tried to finish this, but maybe I will finish another time. Adrian will tell me when. May God bless us. And for his name's sake, come to Lord Jesus Christ. Let's finish with one other. Amen.